saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. You ever notice how the moment you start choosing better for yourself, the people who once had access to you start acting real funny? I'm talking ha-ha hilarious funny. Like, the minute you stop shrinking yourself, they start squinting. Like, they can't see you anymore. The moment you protect your peace, now you too distant. You set a boundary, and now you got a whole attitude. No, ma'am. Let me be clear on one thing. I didn't change for y'all. I changed for me. And if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe it's because the version of me that was easy to use, easy to manipulate, easy to guilt trip, she don't exist no more. And sis, don't play with me. I'm growing. And this growth, yeah, it looked real good on me. Now clock that T. Hey girl, and welcome back to another episode of Hey Girl, Hey. Pause. I said welcome back, meaning you listened to episode one, and now you're here for episode two. You know what? My support, my village for episode one. Y'all did y'all big one. I love that. I love it 100%. The amount of phone calls, the amount text messages, likes, follows, shares for my podcast. Y'all really made me feel forever grateful for the amount of people that support me. And I love y'all down for that. And of course, we got 998 more episodes until we hit 1,000. But we're not going to focus on that number. We're just going to focus on the fact that we here. We at episode two. We in the single digits. But we there. And I hope y'all continue to stay with me until we hit 1,000. Or 5,000. Whatever the number may be. I really hope I keep you guys around for that long. Now, speaking of support and having that village and those people around you who support you and your changes and your journeys, I want to step into today's conversation and discuss this space, this uncomfortable, quiet, and often lonely space between who you used to be and who you're becoming. And I don't want to speak on it as in, you know, I just turned 30 and all of a sudden I get hit with all these perspectives and then, no. Because quite honestly, these changes and these shifts that I endured started maybe 2-3 years ago. And I'm just now understanding at this point in my life that it was all done for a reason. It all had a purpose behind it. And placing me in that space, boy, was it messy. And I'm not just talking about the drama that I ensued in that mess, but it's messy. And messy in the sense of you don't know when it's going to hit. There's no direct hit from it. Like, it goes, you got the ups, you got the downs. It can hit you from the left, hit you from the right, diagonally. You never, like, the way that it hits you, the way that it challenges you to become a better you, there is no pattern. It just happens. And you have to be accepting of that. You have to be content with what occurred. Now, granted, you know, I have no choice but to be content with the things that happened over the last few years or the last 6 to 8 months at this point. But at the same time, reflecting and understanding why it happened and why I am where I am because of it, I accept it full on. I'm not just going to say I'm content, because content, you can be content and not accept. But I accept everything that happened at this point. Why? Because it made it, I'm not going to say made, it turned me into the better version of me that I've needed all this time. And when I speak on support and I speak on my village, when it comes to becoming a better you and understanding why you're becoming a better you, you need that support. You need that village. Because you sitting doing the work, you sitting setting boundaries, healing, and being more intentional about who and what you give your energy to, and all of a sudden, people who were within your village, who were within your support group, start switching up. They not clapping for you anymore. They're quiet, distant, and being passive aggressive. But in the process of them doing all those things, what they really saying to you is, I don't know how to access you now that you started loving yourself. Now, I'm going to say it again. I don't know how to access you now that you started loving yourself. In that part, coming to terms with that part, it hurts. Because no one talks about how lonely growth can feel. And when you have people who have that mindset, who can't full on support you and be there for you in your time of growth, it feels very lonely. Especially if your circle or your village is small as is. It feels lonely because I'm doing all these things for myself. And all of a sudden, I'm not serving a purpose for you. I'm not giving you the things that you need to remain in my village, remain in my circle, and support me. But the point is, you're not doing it for an applause. You're not doing it for reassurance. You're doing it for peace. You're doing it to find your purpose. You're doing it for you, most importantly. Y-O-U. And let me tell you something. When these people sit up and say, oh, you've changed, take that as a compliment. I know we see that everywhere on social media. Somebody probably got it on their wall in their house right now. In wall decals. But when they say you've changed, take it as a compliment. Because you are supposed to. You needed to. We can't stay the same people for forever. As we grow, you have to change. Different situations change you. And I don't even want to say like PTSD, but different things change you. Different outlooks turn you into the person that you're supposed to be. I can't be the same person I was 15, 20 years ago. Why? Because I was a kid. I had no idea what this world actually had in store for me. But guess what? I had to grow. I had to change. And for somebody to sit and use that against you is insane. It's very insane. And again, what they're saying is, you're no longer convenient for me. I'm not here for anybody's convenience. If you can't support me outside of how I'm convenient for you, I don't want you around. There's nothing for us to talk about, nothing for us to discuss. I'm not responding the same. I'm not going to laugh at the same toxic mess. And I'm not bending over backwards for anybody anymore. And if that makes you uncomfortable, that's your problem. I've had people try to guilt trip me for growing, for putting myself first, for healing out loud, out in the open. But the version of me who tolerated that kind of pressure, she don't live here no more. She don't. And sometimes growth comes with that grief. Outgrowing people doesn't mean you hate them. It just means you love yourself enough to move differently. And not every friend, relationship, or job is meant to travel with you into that next chapter. In real talk, maturity is being able to walk away without drama and without explanation. Quiet exits are part of the grow up. Yeah, I said grow up, but it's also a glow up. Quiet exits are a part of the grow and glow up. G&G. That's what we're going to call it. G&G. Now, I want to take a quick second and pause, because I know I said all that, and I'm only saying this to say I need you to ask yourself. One, who or what am I still carrying that no longer aligns with who I'm becoming? I'm going to say it again. Who or what am I still carrying that no longer aligns with who I'm becoming? Ask yourself. And then I want you to take that answer and answer, what version of myself am I being asked to release, even if it's familiar? One more time. What version of myself am I being asked to release, even if it is familiar? It's okay to grieve the old you, but don't go back to her or him. She got you this far. Now let that evolve you take the lead. Let it take the lead. Now I'm going to dive into something that's been weighing heavily on me, and something that I've had to come to terms with as well, is that growth isn't just emotional. It's not just mindset work. It's truly spiritual. And this season of your life might feel heavy right now. It might feel like God or whatever higher being you believe in is stripping you away from everything familiar. Like he's pulling people away, closing doors, shifting things you thought were secure. But I'm going to remind you of something. It's not a punishment. It's not karma. It's pure preparation. You getting all that dead weight cut back on. And it's not to hurt you, but to make room for that fruitfulness you're about to gain. Every no was protection. Every delayed blessing was an alignment. And every lonely night was just getting you prepared to sit in that area of preparation. Be able to sit in that moment alone. And every time you stayed silent to keep the peace, every time you could have snapped but chose prayer instead, every time you cried after walking away from something that still felt familiar, he saw it all. You're not being buried. You're being planted. And when that harvest comes, don't you dare apologize for blooming. Don't you dare sit and apologize for becoming a better you. Not even to yourself. You don't owe everyone access to the healed, glowing, growing version of you. And you can love people and still protect your peace at the same time. You can still forgive folks and say, but you can't come with me. That reminds me of the episode of BMF where Meech told B. Mickey, he said, I love you, but don't come around me and my family ever again. And that just goes to show that, yeah, B. Mickey did him wrong, or whatever the case may be, but I still got love for you. I just can't take you with me. I can't move forward with you. You're not meant to come with me in the next phase of my life. And I say all that to go with the fact that a year ago, I was on the phone and I was having a conversation with my best friend, Vinay. Y'all gonna hear me refer to my best friends a lot because they've seen me through some of my worst times and some of my greatest times. And to this day, I still hold them near, dear, and close to my heart because I love them all. Shout out to all y'all. Okay, I'm gonna say all y'all. Finesse, Caprice, and Vinay. But she said to me, we were having a conversation. I can't remember exactly the topic we were discussing, but she was telling me about something her pastor has said in church, like right before our conversation, maybe like a few days before. And he said, he's taking you away from what you want to show you what he has in store for you. And that has stuck with me over the course of the last year, just because it brought so much more perspective to my life. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I just had to understand that these things were being taken away because there's something greater coming. There's a better me. There's a better life, a better moment, a better time on the way. And I just have to be content and have to be okay with these changes that are happening. Regardless of who doesn't feel okay with it. Regardless of who can't come with me. What can't come with me. I have to be okay with it. I have to understand that these changes are going to happen. They're going to happen. And to me, honestly, that makes growth look like less explaining, more boundaries, less guilt, and more grace. And it's not about being bitter. It's just understanding that you're building something better. And some people don't like the new you because the old you was easier to control. Hold on. Pause. Wait a minute. Let me take it back. Some people don't like the new you because the old you was easier to control. Think about it. But from that point, all you gotta do is just keep growing. Let them talk. Let them fall back. And let them misunderstand you. Because your growth isn't up for discussion. It's necessary. You didn't come this far to stay the same. So if nobody told you today, you're growing in ways that they can't see. But you're about to be seen for real. You don't owe anyone the old version of you, and you don't need permission to evolve. Let them adjust or let them exit expeditiously. Either way, keep it coming because this next version of you is not to be played with. Thank you for listening this week. If this episode hit home, share it with your friends, share it with your family, post your favorite quote, or just let me know how you felt about it. Either way it goes, I'm open to it all. And make sure you come back next week because we'll be diving into something. It's not going to be as deep, but we'll be diving into something. But until then, keep going, keep growing, and don't let nobody play with you. Love y'all. Talk soon.